Hello, welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi, and as we very much get towards the climax of the Pro Kabaddi League Season 7, it's now time that we know the four semi-finalists. Sahel, very exciting times. It's semi-final day.
Yeah, fantastic times. We started with 12 teams, we're down to four, and honestly, I think we do have the four best teams. I think we've got three best teams in Pawan Sarawat, who is a team all on his own, which is pretty much the way the Bengaluru Bulls have gone. I mean, I think we feel distraught a bit for UP Yodha, who's been excellent at the back end of the season. But this man is a one-man machine, Pawan Sarawat, who's carried the Bengaluru Bulls, similar to Pradeep Narwal in Season 5 for the Patna Pirates. I just wonder whether he can do a Pradeep Narwal and go on to win the title with the Bengaluru Bulls. It would be a Herculean effort given how weak the support has been for him, but it's sort of seeming to arrive at the right time for the Bulls. But look, we've got our lineup. It's Yuvumba taking on the Bengal Warriors, one team who's been a former champion, one team who's looking for their first ever final, and then it's the Bengaluru Bulls taking on a side that again has oozed quality plenty of times through the season. Dabang Delhi, they were top of the table for most part as well, and they've got that young sensation in Naveen Kumar. So a brilliant lineup to have.
I was going to say, Dabang Delhi really, you know, have to go down as team of the season so far, just for the way they've gone through the regular season. It's all happening, the semi-finals and the finals. An arena we both know well, the EKA in Ahmedabad, of course, host to the 2016 Kabaddi World Cup. It's, as Indian stadiums go, it's very new and it's pretty shiny and it's almost quite futuristic.
Yeah, it is. It's a great stadium, the one in Ahmedabad. The guys from Trans Stadium have done a tremendous job. They host a lot of football there, a lot of multi-sport as well now, and they're really working on it. I think they've got a lot of backing from the government too in terms of the support to continue the good work. So, you know, it's been really encouraging. I met the owners recently at a summit as well, and was chatting with them, and they're really excited about what's to come and really excited about hosting the semi-finals and finals too. So they've done a tremendous job with that stadium. So can't ask for a better host as well to cap off what's been a tremendous season.
Now, eliminator number one was a little bit of an epic match. Not only did the Bulls make it to another final, they did so by going through a 6-minute extra time mini kabaddi match, essentially. 36 apiece at the end of regular time. Then they took it 12-9, essentially, in extra time. Absolutely breathless, a genuine classic.
Oh, it was outstanding. It's the first time in history of Pro Kabaddi that we've had a match in the knockout phase go to extra time. Normally, remember, in the league phase, if you tie at the end, which has happened a lot, you share points. But in a semi-final, or rather in an eliminator, to have that happen, it just meant we had six more minutes, as we said, you know, to have the clash go on. Just to explain it to you, if they did tie at the end of those 6 minutes, we would have had a golden raid. And what that is just one single raid, which then determines the context of the match. But in that one raid, the balk line, which is the white line you cross to make the raid legal, that becomes the bonus line. So you could essentially pick up a bonus there, but the defense could clamp onto you, and it could even be one apiece, and then the other team has to raid. But it's one raid. If you win it on that, and if there's 1 point, then you win it. So it's a toss that sort of matters most when it comes down to that golden raid. So it was nice to see the match decided in extra time, but man, what a contest. Again, it was just Pawan Sarawat who single-handedly got the Bulls over the line. He had a little bit of support from Sumit Singh, and the Bulls' defense just woke up at the right time in the final 5 minutes of the match. And sadly for UP Yodha, that's another campaign where they've made the playoffs and then had to bow out.
From then it wasn't even a bad performance. David Agar top scored, he got a Super 10. Yadav wasn't far off a Super 10 himself. Three players got 5 points, but Sarawat 20 points for the match. Sumit Singh picked up 7 points, which shows his quality, and even Rohit got, I think it was 3 points in the end. Good to see Rohit back, good to see him coming in at vital times.
Yeah, I just wonder whether he'll continue though, Rohit Kumar. He didn't look a patch of his old form. I think he's going to struggle to be picked up for too much money at the auction next time around. But this is all about Pawan Sarawat. I think when you read those numbers, you look at the influence of someone like Pawan. He's combined for the same number of points that Rishank and Srikant Jadhav and someone else does. So, I mean, that's how tremendously important someone like Pawan Sarawat is, because he can do what three people do. And then you've got Sumit Singh chipping in with seven, and you've got 27 straight away. So, I mean, that's a massive contribution between just two men, with most of them coming from Pawan Sarawat. So that's going to be the ploy for Dabang Delhi. I think you've got to remember, when you're playing against Pawan Sarawat, even if he scores 12 or 14, you're going to win. You're only going to lose if he scores 20 or more. So the objective is not to not give him a Super 10. It's not to give him a double Super 10. So it changes a little bit with Pawan Sarawat. To keep him curbed in, you've got to take your chances. You've got to be a little bit more aggressive. And that's where I think Dabang Delhi will have to be if they want to get past Bengaluru Bulls tonight.
Kind of need to come up with a name for a 20 or a 30. We don't really have one. We got the high five. We've got the Super 10.
Let's give it a Super 20.
If it's Super 10, it can't be Super 20, surely.
Well,
like a mega, mega 20 or a...
It's 100 and a double 100 in cricket. You can go with it.
But yeah. It's. I still think ties should be decided on boundaries. But, you know, that's just an English point of view. Now...
Oh, man.
We won. We're world champions. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And they changed the rule 3 months later. Clearly... That was done over a coffee table.
Rules are rules, yeah. Sahel. Rules are rules. You just got to play to them.
Yeah.
Eliminator number two, Yumumba, far too good in the end for the Haryana Steelers. Took it by 8 points. Talk about sharing responsibility. I know we said with Sarawat, he was the main responsible player. But for Yumumba, Abhishek Singh, 16. Arjun Deshwal, 15. Their joint raiding was relentless in the end, and it meant the likes of Faisal Achachali needed very little to support them.
Yeah, it was an amazing performance, honestly, Dan, from a team that's normally known for their defensive might. To have two young raiders pretty much playing their first season. I know they both played last year, but they were both in the shadows after that Desai, and Arjun Deshwal was injured for most part. So for two young raiders who are playing their first breakout real season, to really come into a knockout game and put in that sort of performance was a real testament of character. And honestly, I think it bodes well for the team going forward to have two of these young men who aren't fazed by the big occasion. It was a terrific performance, matched by each other, raid for raid. And they combined for more than 30 raid points between them, which meant that Yumumba had the luxury of playing an extra defender because they quickly realized they don't need a third raider. These two are getting the job done. We can play with five defenders and two raiders. And that just helped them a bit more. And they really didn't lose control of that match at any stage. It was the first time that Vikas Kondola in the entire league this season scored a Super 10 and found the team on the losing side. It was an eerie trend that was continuing every time he scored a Super 10 and they would go on to win. But I guess that came undone when it mattered most for Haryana Steelers. Wolves had a really good campaign, I must say, in this season. So I think it was just a very complete performance from Yumumba, but having said that, the Haryana defence was woeful. I mean, I think they had a total of 3 defensive tackle points until the very last minute of the game, and then they had a super tackle that took them to 5. But that's not going to win you games. 3 tackle points in the entire 40 minutes is just really too ordinary for any defensive unit to win a big knockout game.
So Yumumba went into the semi-finals again. Not the first time that has happened. The Bulls face Delhi. Let's look at that one first. Bengaluru aiming for not only back-to-back finals, but back-to-back titles. Of course, Dabang Delhi, who we all know how good they've been this season. They won in Delhi earlier in the year, 33-31. Naveen picked up 13 points. It was a 39-apiece tie in Jaipur. Pawan Sarawat got 17. Navin Kumar got 14 in that one. We really know this one is a head-to-head, a toe-to-toe between two of the best raiders and statistically definitely two of the best raiders in the league this year. These two youngsters, absolute stars. But both teams do play differently. Delhi don't quite rely on Naveen as much as what the Bulls rely on Sarawat. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Bang on. I think it's going to be really tight because, as you said, you look at the recent head-to-head matches. I mean, Delhi leads the overall head-to-head 7-5 versus the Bulls. But the last three encounters, a tie at 39 apiece, as you said, 31-33, 31-32, and even the matches before that were 35-32. So, look, every game in the last three has been super tight. I mean, the biggest difference was 2 points. And that tells you what kind of a contest we could get. A, it could be a high-scoring one, given the quality of rating on display. And B, it's going to be matched by the opposition, because you've got Pawan Sarawat on one side, who's going to be going at it all on his own. But on the flip side, you've got someone like Naveen Kumar, who's got support from Chandran Ranjit and the all-rounder Vijay, and also has a pretty decent defensive unit who will have to be at their best to stop Pawan. So you can understand why it's going to be a cagey affair, why it's going to go the distance perhaps in that one, because there won't be too much room for error from either side.
The second semi-final, Yuman Burhu were champions back in season two. It's actually a replay of the semi-final from season three. Bengal were losing semi-finalists then 27-31 to the team from the Maximum City. Of course, Mumba also made the first ever final against Jaipur Pink Panthers. How do you call that one?
Well, this is going to be a tight one because, I mean, traditionally, Yuma hold the edge in the head-to-head 10-3 versus the Bengal Warriors, but Bengal have beaten them twice this season.
But both times very close.
29-26, yeah, 29-26 and 32-30. So this could go anyway. It could go any direction. I mean, two matches before that were won by Yuma comfortably, but this season, Bengal Warriors have a really balanced setup. And for me, this match hinges around the raiding depth of Bengal up against the defensive might of Yumumba. I mean, you've got Nabi Baksh, Prapanjan, Maninder, who's coming back, and you've got Sukesh Hegde off the bench, Ravindra Kumawat off the bench. And then they take on the might of Fazal Atachali, Sandeep Narwal, Surinder, and, you know, that defensive unit. So, for me, it's going to be about that raiding depth. But a big question mark for me is also the form of Maninder Singh. If Maninder comes back fit, because he went off perhaps with a dislocated shoulder and it didn't look good at all a few games ago, if he comes back fit and comes back in form, I think Bengal Warriors do have the ability to take it and perhaps clinch it as well. But if Maninder can be stopped early, and if Yumumba take the onus early in those first 10 minutes to stop the early raiding options, then it, for me, it's advantage Yumumba, because Maninder is going to be the key factor. Bengal without Maninder look a very, very different side.
The thing is, also, the Yuma defensive unit, especially Faisal Atachali, we know how ruthless he is. He will have studied exactly where it was that Maninder essentially got hurt the other game. You can expect some pretty big hits on him early on to try and disrupt that shoulder and try and potentially knock it back out of the joint.
Well, you've got Fazal on one end and Sandeep Narwal on the other, so you pick your battles. It's not going to be They're two massive units. They are two massive, monstrous units. Two very different ones as well. Sandeep, maybe the more physical. Fazal, the more technical, but also brilliant in terms of audacious tackles. So it is a tough defensive breakthrough, but if any team could do it, it's probably the Bengal Warriors, given the options that they've got, given the fact that if one fails, they've got another raider to come at you. If another fails, there's a third raider to come at you. If he fails, there's a fourth to come at you. So they've got options. And Yuma are going to have the answers to all of these different options. They're going to have to do, as you said, their homework meticulously, something that Fazal Atachali is known for. But it's going to be a superb semi-final number two.
Right, so who's in the final? Here's the prediction of the season. Who is in the final? Well, apart from me saying Paneri Poulton are going to win the whole season, that probably was the prediction of the worst prediction of the season. But who's going to be in the final on Saturday?
You know, I would like to say Dabang Delhi, because I'd like to see them in the final as a neutral thing. You know, new team, it could be great to watch. But I just think in a big knockout game, the pressure falls on the defence when one raider is just hammering at you. And I think Pawan Sarawat could do it as long as the Bengaluru defence has something, even a decent performance in the tank. I think the Bengaluru Bulls will slip past Dabang Delhi. And in the second, I just think Maninder returning to form, I just wonder how he's going to turn up. Bengal have had a dip in form recently because they've been tinkering with their side ever since they got comfortable playing in the semi. So they haven't played together in a while, and I think maybe that actually might come into things, given that Yumumba have now lost only two in the last 12 matches. They're a well-oiled machine. I've got a feeling this could be close to being a tie in the end, but I just think Yumumba might edge this one. I've got a feeling that they could control Maninder Singh.
I'm going to call it Dabang Delhi make the final, but that's more heart than head. I just think it'd be really, really genuinely a nice story for them after the season they had. I can't at the moment see beyond Yumumba. I just think with the way Abhishek and Arjun are raiding, and we know how Faisal runs that defensive unit, I just think on its day, that might be too much for Bengal Warriors. We will see. All the action will break down. We will have our finalists very soon. We'll have another quick podcast ahead of the final on Saturday. Sahel, it's been great to chat again. We'll catch up ahead of the final for a really quick In and Out Kabaddi podcast. If you want to get in touch with us, at In and Out Kabaddi on Twitter, at Sahel Chanduk on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm at Dan Strange TV on both of those as well. Feel free to send us any predictions ahead of semi-finals or finals once we know who the finalists are. And Sahel, have a great call on the semi-finals, and we will speak again very, very, very soon.
Thanks, Dan. It's going to be a blockbuster night, and can't wait to get in there. So that